when we talk about systems famous or when we talk about being famous, for me, I want it to mean like we are the best, hands down. There's nobody else, because it's like we are the best. And that doesn't mean that you have the most Instagram followers. It doesn't mean like you have the best launches in the industry, because as we know, sometimes big launches does not always equate to like great client results on the other side. I want me and my clients to be famous for what we do because of the incredible results that we get our students. Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by putting client results first. I'm Ashley Pendergraft, a systems and automation expert with over 5 years of experience in the coaching industry. Let's get into the show. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Systems Famous. I am so excited to be doing this. I feel like this has been like years in the making. People are like, when are you going to start a podcast? I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. And for those coaches and fellow business owners that have had a consistent podcast, I salute you, because this is no joke. It has been an uphill battle trying to record this because it's so scary to put yourself out there. I've done private podcasts in the past where it's just, it's gated, it's paywalled, whatever. But to be on Spotify, to be on iTunes, that is a whole different world. So here we are doing things that make us uncomfortable. But I am so excited because I have a lot to say about the coaching industry, about systems, about automations, about client results. I am going to cover all of it on this podcast and more. I hope this is the start of a very long friendship between the two of us. So I'm going to share on this episode a little bit about me and my journey and what you can expect from Systems Famous, this podcast, why we called it that, what you can expect, all the things. So if we have not formally met yet, hi, my name is Ashley Pendergraft. I live in Los Angeles, but I'm from the Pacific Northwest, and I am trying to move back to be closer to nature, to rain, and to Dungeness crab. That's very important to me. I live with my husband, Matt, and our very old cat named Old Friend, who I love more than anything in the world. And I have been in the coaching industry for about 5 years now. I started in the industry as a virtual assistant for another course creator, and I totally fell in love with the industry. I loved watching our clients with the most random niches have these really incredibly successful launches and help people with these like very specific problem, these very specific courses, and also make more money than I like ever thought was possible. Before I was in the coaching world, I worked at nonprofits. I worked at startups. I was the tour manager for a tiny rock band. Jobs that I loved, but they definitely did not pay a lot. So when I was watching all of these people like have these amazing launches, there was some part of me that was like, I think I want to do that. It was giving very much Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I want to be where the people are. I was like, I want to launch. I want to teach things. I want to share my expertise. I didn't even know what I could teach at the time. I've always been like a systems and operations type person. So that desire just grew and grew the more I saw the industry, and I just really fell in love with it. So I left and went full-time into all in on my business in February of 2020, which was like weeks before the global pandemic. Wasn't the best time to leave like a very nice, comfortable job, but I went for it. And in April of that year, I launched a very tiny course called Be Your Own COO. If any of you are listening that bought Be Your Own COO, thank you for being a part of my origin story. But I loved that little course. I'd put all of my systems and operations knowledge inside of it, because I really believe that no matter what stage you're at in your entrepreneurship journey, that focusing on systems is really important. That course taught inbox management, task management, file management, and it had a couple Airtable templates. So if you don't know, I am the coaching industry's Airtable girl. I am known. Airtable and Ashley go hand in hand. If you ever have an Airtable question, you will see my name in the comments. And that's really one of the reasons why we called this podcast Systems Famous. It's taken a lot of like mindset work and thought work and coaching to really absorb and believe that like I have made an impact on the coaching industry when it comes to systems. In April 2020 and 2020 as a whole, no one was really talking about Airtable. now it's on people's like job descriptions for their VAs as you must know Airtable. And that just makes my heart so happy. But I really do think it's because of how much work and education that I have done about Airtable and about how specific systems can work in your business. If you don't know anything about Airtable, don't worry about it. This is not going to be a super Airtable heavy podcast. But for a lot of the systems that we talk about and recommend and the how we get client results and how we track client results, all of the cool things that we're going to talk about on this podcast are because of Airtable. So yeah, not going to go into a super deep rabbit hole on that right now, but just know I am the internet's Airtable girl and I absolutely love it. And it's very much like the saying, like, success doesn't happen overnight. Like, becoming systems famous did not happen overnight. I doubled down on all things Airtable in December of 2020. I did an Airtable 101 workshop that some people said it is a terrible move to go all in on one software. But I wanted to try it because I didn't know I had ADHD at the time, but I was definitely hyper-focused on Airtable. And so I did an Airtable workshop and it really took off. And I just slowly but surely became the internet's Airtable girl. I've created systems inside of Airtable that have now become the standard for group program management and organization as a whole inside of the coaching industry. It is one of my absolute favorite things when I convert someone over to the way that I think about systems. I had a client recently who had a vendor who sent them a spreadsheet and she replied, "We are in the 21st century. This cannot be in a spreadsheet. This has to be in Airtable." And before we worked together, she was like spreadsheet's biggest fan. And so it's been really cool to just like own and claim my influence in the space. It feels incredibly uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie, to have a podcast called Systems Famous. Who am I to call myself Systems Famous? I feel like the word famous gets a bad rap, but the more that I sat with the title of this podcast, Systems Famous, which was given to me by my coach, she was like, "It's Systems Famous. You are Systems Famous. You need to own it." Which it is just such a gift to have coaches in your corner who can see like your greatness and can see potential before you can. There's no way I would have came up with Systems Famous on my own because I'd be like, who am I to say that? Who am I to claim that? But the more I sat with it, the more I realized, yeah, that not only is like who I am, but it's who I aspire to be. And when I really sit down and think about who do I want to work with and who is this podcast for? This podcast is for the people who want to be famous in whatever realm you're in, whatever niche you're in. I want you to be the most known in your industry. I want you to have the email program. I want you to have the savings program. I am happy to claim Systems Famous. I am the systems person in the industry. And I also love all of my other systems friends in this industry. And I can also claim like I'm the best at Airtable and I'm the best at tracking client results and I'm the best at group program management, all of those things. And it feels really empowering to claim that. And so I want to be a walking example of what do you want to be famous for? What do you want to be well known for in this industry? And go ahead and claim that. And it is not like skeezy or slimy or unethical to claim that and have that be what you want. And for me, it's not necessarily that I want to be famous. Like I want me as Ashley to be famous. It is more that I want like my ideas and my impact to be like very indisputable in the industry. I want everybody to know who I am. I want everybody to have the systems that I have. My systems are the standard for group program management and my clients, you feel the difference when you're in a program that has worked with me because things just feel a little smoother. You're like, how do they have these cool features in their program? How did they do that? How did I get this automated email that feels so customized to me? It's because they've learned through me. So when we talk about Systems Famous or when we talk about being famous, for me, I want it to mean like we are the best, hands down. There's nobody else because it's like we are the best. And that doesn't mean that you have the most Instagram followers. It doesn't mean like you have the best launches in the industry, because as we know, sometimes big launches does not always equate to like great client results on the other side. I want me and my clients to be famous for what we do because of the incredible results that we get our students. And so a lot of this podcast is going to be focused on client results and how we can get more of them, how we can get better at delivering what we promise to our clients, because that's the impact, right? That's what I want to be famous for. That's what I want my clients to be well known for, is not only do they have the best programs in the industry, they're having their six-figure launches, they're still having their biggest launches yet. Launching is not dead. Webinars are not dead. If you get your clients' results, you're going to continue to thrive in this industry. And that's what I'm so excited to focus on in this podcast. I'll be doing solo episodes, but I will also be bringing on my clients to talk about how they've created some of the best group programs in the industry and the systems that they use to make that happen. This podcast is going to be pretty optimistic about the coaching industry. You won't hear me dogging on it too much, because I really believe that if we focus on client results and focus on being better and getting our clients more results, then we're going to make the industry a better place. And so that's the lens that we're looking at all of this from. Yes, there are things to critique about in this industry, but I honestly believe that if we focus on client results, that a lot of those issues will evaporate. So there we have it, the very first episode of Systems Famous. Again, I am so excited you're here, and I hope this is just the very beginning of a long friendship. I would absolutely love to hang out with you over on Instagram. Go ahead and shoot me a DM or leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, and let me know, what do you want to be famous for? What is the mark that you want to leave on this industry? I absolutely would love to know. And if it feels uncomfortable or scary or weird to say that and claim that, know that it took me a while to get here. It took me a while to claim I am systems famous. So I hope this gets you excited for future episodes. I cannot wait for you to listen to more, and we will see you in the next episode. If you're committed to getting your clients' results and creating the go-to coaching program in your industry, we want you to join us. Click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube to see all the systems, strategies, and behind-the-scenes stories of what it takes to create the most impactful coaching program you can. Hi there, I'm doing a free live masterclass on October 19th called The 3 Simple Airtable Systems You Need to 3X Your Group Offer Sales and Triple Your Testimonials. You can sign up for free at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes. In this free masterclass, I am so excited. We're gonna be covering exactly what you need to set up inside of Airtable before your next launch, so you're prepared for that inevitable client influx that isn't gonna sacrifice your student experience or burn your team out. We're also gonna share how Airtable can help you and your team do your jobs faster and more efficiently by creating one-click workflows, student progress dashboards that eliminate any manual data entry task, and more. So there's no need to increase your admin hours as your program grows. We're also gonna be covering the automations you need to not only streamline the operations of your group program, but to improve your overall student experience, get your clients better results faster, increase your student renewal rate, make your marketing easier than ever, and so much more. And you know what this means? At the end of the masterclass, you'll be invited to join Systems Over Stress, my group program that helps you automate the onboarding, offboarding, and re-sign process of your signature group program in under 30 days. This is the only time the doors to the group program are going to be open this year. So if Work with Ashley has been on your vision board, now is the time to mark your calendar. I'm sharing everything, so go ahead and sign up now at systemsoverstress.co/live or by clicking the link in the show notes.